People, welcome. I got to come back and talk to you all. We're getting better about more uploads, more cup games, more Champions League games. Chimichat's foot. Wow. And breathe. Liverpool FC have advanced to the semifinals of the Carabao Cup, defeating Leicester City 7-8 on penalties, I believe. The game finished 3-3. And what a match. Man.
Oh, where to begin? From start to finish here, people, I knew that we were going to be in for a game. For some reason, Leicester always plays us tough. I remember Jamie Vardy, game after game, just terrorizing Liverpool defenses. And this one started out not the greatest. I think we got to start in the defense here. Jurgen decides to give Joel Matip the night off. Virgil's still recovering from COVID. He also decides to rest Konate. So Billy Kometio, a very, very highly rated and promising youngster from the academy, he starts alongside Joe Gomez. Of course, we all know about Joe, what he can do despite the long-term injuries he is. He has won a lot of things for Liverpool and was very, very important in that 18-19 championship-winning side. Man, Billy Kometio is also not ready for this level. He was so shaky, it was unbelievable. Jurgen has a big policy, as we've seen with Tyler Morton. He just throws these youngsters in there, right? He throws them in there and he says, hey, figure it out. You sink, you swim. That's the nature of it. But he'll be better off for it because tonight wasn't education. It was a baptism. And Jamie Vardy had his number. He's literally running him ragged. He's pulling him all over the place. One ball. He was at fault for both goals, essentially. One on a direct giveaway. And the first two goals, and then the second goal, he's watching Patson Daka kind of shepherding him towards the sideline, but you got to get tight to that player, right? Either he dribbles or he goes to the sideline, but he doesn't play the ball. Billy Kometio kind of watches. He whips across a ball back post. Jamie Vardy taps it home 2-0. And then I'm starting to get worried simply because two goals back-to-back succession. I mean, this team is absolutely counterattack merchants. James Maddison, Vardy, Daka, you know what they want to do. Long ball over the top, run it down, yada, yada, yada. That's what they want to do all day long. So for me, I knew that we needed to calm the game down just a little bit. This Liverpool team, we had starters in it. You know, we talk about the youngsters that played, but we had a lot of starters. Hendo started the game. Firmino started the game. There were enough people on that pitch. Oxlade-Chamberlain started the game. Taki started the game. There's enough experienced players. I will say this game was crying out for Divock Origi. But, you know, we fight our way back into it. Unfortunately, after the two goals go in, that's when we decide to start playing. I don't like it. I wish it wasn't the case. But when the two goals start to go in, that is when we start to try and, figure out our way. We end up pulling one back via Oxlade-Chamberlain, which I think my position on Oxlade-Chamberlain is I really like him as a player. I think that he is capable of those long shots outside of the box like we saw today. A lot of boom in his right boot, a lot of ability. The problem with Oxlade-Chamberlain that I have is twofold. When he gets into the final third, he's rarely ever giving you that beautiful deft touch through ball. But he also has the ability to whip a ball once a game. It's almost like when he uses his once a game shot power, all the rest of his shots are wayward, you know. But I will say I thought he played well overall. He didn't stop working. That's one thing his endeavor. It was run after run after run. And some of those are frustrating because you do all the hard part. You skip past 2-3 defenders and then you kind of run it out of play, you know, into the touchline. It's that awareness. It's that kind of last second, final third decision making where sometimes Oxlade-Chamberlain, and I love the guy too, he can kind of let us down a little bit. But with that being said, he gets us back into it, 1-2, and then we start to give it to Leicester. We start to kind of get on the front foot. We're playing well. We're attacking, yada, yada, yada. And then James Maddison, really against the run of play, in my opinion, we have a sloppy moment at the back, and we allow James Maddison about 30 yards of space. I mean, and he rips a shot square right in the middle. It was one of those that are hit. The ball was hit and the ball stayed hit right in the middle of the goal. Kelleher, I mean, if I'm being nitpicky, he could do a little bit better with that, but it was struck so hard and it dipped down right underneath the crossbar. It was borderline unsavable. Kelleher would have to be perfect to save that. I don't think that he thought he could get it up and down and behind him as fast as he could, but it was a special strike. Then it's 3-1, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, this is not going to end well for us. I just didn't think that we had enough senior players on the pitch. I just didn't think that we had enough old season heads to make sure that this turned out in a positive manner. We go to halftime. We survive. We have a couple more opportunities, and then we head to halftime. We survive. Jurgen decides to bring on Ibrahima Konate, which I wish would have started the game. I think if Konate starts, Leicester don't have one, maybe both of those goals. I just know that for a fact. Konate immediately shores up the back line, and it's like, okay, wow. He also brings on Jota. Jota immediately gives us some attacking impetus, and Jota's just, he's just a player, man. He just knows how to get in and out of space around those attacking areas. And I've gone on him. He misses chances. He should probably have at least 15 goals by now with the chances that he's had. He misses some chances, but he also creates chances and he can finish chances. Minamino, we got to talk about Taki Minamino. Taki Minamino does not need to be used on the right side of the three or the left side of the three. Taki Minamino needs to be played in a attacking midfield position, maybe false nine, but mostly 10. That's where you get the best out of Taki Minamino. And he's always working in the half spaces right around the box. He slides a ball into Jota. Jota finishes it exquisitely. And now the game's tied up. We give a pretty good account of ourselves. Anfield starts to come back. And it was really that moment on, maybe like, I don't know, 55. When did Diogo score? No, he did not 55. He scored around, I don't know, the 68th minute, which is a great time to score because it gives you 20 minutes to pile on him and get an equalizer. And it was at that point I realized this is a Brendan Rodgers team. A big blast at the beginning, and they always go out with a whimper. Brendan Rodgers' teams are known for failing in the spring and starting out great but falling away, and that's exactly what happened. Jamie Vardy showed everyone that he is a 37-year-old striker. He was pretty much silent, bar one or two more chances. He did hit the post on what I thought was going to end the game on another bad giveaway. I think Kometia and Gomez, we can scrap that partnership. Joe Gomez wasn't great, but Billy Kometia was awful. He did hit the post, and luckily Joe Gomez was able to collect it and clear it. We come on to them, you know. Firmino starts to click pretty well. He was dropping deep to collect the ball way too much, in my opinion. But that's what he does when he is when he knows he's playing with kids and he knows that he has to help people out. He was able to, you know, be the most focal point of the attack. And we're pressing. It doesn't seem like we're going to get it. They're hitting us on the break occasionally. Kelleher makes a great save. I thought he was really good today, despite conceding three. You know, he couldn't do much about any of those goals. We finally keep pushing. Taki Minamino, my man, who I've always said, the guy has good technique. The guy is very good in the box because he has good technique. He can trap a ball. He has close control. He has those type of things that you would want. Taki Minamino ends up getting the long ball. James Milner, veteran, always the last minute. This is the last minute of the 6 minutes of stoppage time. So it's the last of the last of the last. He ends up swerving a ball in way, way, way back post. Taki brings it down. You know, he's gambling. It's, you know, as an attacking player, gamble like the ball is going to get there. He gambles. He guesses right. Brings the ball down on his chest. Rifles it home off the half volley. And it's 3-3. And it is pandemonium. Anfield is buzzing. We end up taking it to penalties. Kelleher makes two amazing saves. Taki ends up missing. Taki could have been the hero with an assist, a goal, and a penalty, you know, but he ends up missing. Kelleher makes two incredible saves. He's supplanted. I mean, he's Liverpool's number two, is pretty obvious. Adriana's just there for moral support. He's never intended to play anymore. Scenes. Diogo Jota slots home the winner, and Liverpool come back from two goals down to win and advance to the semis of the Carabao Cup. I was ready to come here, people, and say, like, I really wish you would have taken this seriously. You know, I was ready to come here and say that I really wish that, Jurgen would have valued the domestic cup competition because you can get to play guys like Tacky. You can give Kelleher minutes. You know, Nico Williams, he had an up and down game like he always does. Some really good moments, some really bad moments. I thought Joe Gomez was decent overall. He's still getting back to playing, so I don't want to get on him too much. But this one is huge. We're into the semis of the Carabao Cup now. And that's the thing. The Leicester fans were singing all types of derogatory songs about people from Liverpool, which I'm not going to get into. The Leicester players were time-wasting from the beginning. And there's no sweeter feeling than when a team that's time-wasting and being dirty gets their due. Leicester, I hope you finish trophy-less this season. Enjoy your 2016 league win, because it's it. You know, let me stop being bitter. But what a game, an amazing game. Jurgen Klopp came out after the game, gave the crowd the fist bumps. And, you know, the cup means a lot to him. You know, he cares about this thing. He's serious about progression, and I love that about us. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to come back and share how excited I am that we're headed to the semis of the Carabao Cup. The team fought, and the team fought, and the team fought. So those are things that you just can't legislate for, right? We easily could have felt bad for ourselves and, you know, said, oh, well, we played some kids. This is a full-strength Leicester City side. They should win. No, this is Anfield. This is Liverpool. It's never over till it's over. So big up to the Reds worldwide. Super proud of everyone. Jota, incredible. Minamino, incredible, even with the penalty miss. This is a trophy we can win. You know, we have Arsenal in the semi, and I think we can beat them. So big up the Reds around the world. This is Chima from Chima Chat's Foot. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Merry Christmas to everybody around the world. I hope they're staying. Hope you all are staying safe. And I hope that, you know, you're prospering. This is your podcast as much as it is mine. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. I'm out.